Hello and welcome to episode 46 of Fun with Scotch. I'm John.
I'm Judy.
And I'm Marlis.
And we're going to call this one, May the Road Rise Up to Meet You, but not because you had too much whiskey. So tonight we're going to be talking about three different Irish whiskeys. We've got Kilbrun Irish Whiskey, Sherry Cask Finish, we have Egan's Single Malt Irish Whiskey, and we have the Dead Rabbit Irish Whiskey. So, who's first?
Oh, first up is mine, Kilbrun Irish Whiskey, Sherry Cask Finish. But first, I want a little tidbit. Irish whiskey originated in the monasteries of Ireland in the Middle Ages. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's what the interwebs say. The monks who first distilled the spirit regarded it as a medicine, naming it the Water of Life. That is your librarian PSA for the evening. Anyway, Kilbrun Irish Whiskey, Sherry Cask Finish. It was really hard to find anything on this one. It basically led me to a website that didn't even list, the Kilbrun website that didn't even list the Sherry Cask Finish, which I thought was odd. And then down at the bottom it said, learn more about Quality Spirits International. So I clicked on that. And then it had like all the spirits that they produce. They do scotch, they do Irish whiskey, they do gin, and they do bourbon. And when you click on Irish whiskey, it takes you back to the website I was just in that didn't have anything about the sherry cask. And so basically everything I know about it is on the bottle. So it is 40% ABV, and it's made by blending malt whiskey produced from malted barley with grain whiskey. It then has a secondary maturation in casks that have previously held sherry. I'm presuming Oloroso, but you know. So the aroma should be of dried fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some sherry in there, obviously, but yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. It's a nice.
Oh, it's a very kind of a pale gold. Yeah, it's a pale gold. It's a pretty. It's pretty. I think all of them are pretty that we have tonight. Mm-hmm. And I think they weren't really specific about the flavor, but it said it had layers of spice and vanilla. So I took that to mean that would be what we would taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you get the sherry first, but then it's a very nice.
It's very light.
Yeah, it's light, it's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little more spice and sweetness than just the sherry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This would be a very good beginner's whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so light. It's not offensive at all.
Right.
You don't get that alcohol.
It's not going to slap you about when you first meet it.
Mm-hmm. And it would be a good for, you know, mixed drinks too as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Choked Marlis up even.
I know. I do that.
Yeah, I could easily see myself drinking that more, fairly often.
Mm-hmm.
That's tasty.
The finish isn't...
It doesn't have a real strong finish, I don't think. It kind of vaporizes pretty quickly, and then you're sitting there, I'll have to have another sip, which isn't a bad thing, but
that's
yeah.
The whole point.
Yeah, so I don't...
That's why I like it.
Yeah, it's a good one. It was the base price on this is $24.99, so it's very affordable for a whiskey.
I'd say it's excellent for that price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
All right, Ian Marlis.
All right, the next one up is Egan's Irish Whiskey, and this is also sherry cask finished, but it's a single malt, so it's not a blend. And it's 46 ABV, so it should be a little strengthier.
Is that a word?
Yes. Now.
In the dictionary of Marlis.
Yes. This has evidently been in the same family, or at least the same family is still involved with the distilling. They're now on their fifth and sixth generations of Egan's that are doing this. And
they make good burgers too.
Yeah, and this is an Irish whiskey. It's fully aged, although there is no age statement on the bottle. but it's in Pedro Ximenez sherry casks. So, you know, that can go either way. So
the aroma is a lot stronger.
Yeah, but more deeper, not
more deeper.
It's got more caramel or
Oh yeah. Yeah, it actually doesn't. It's caramel.
Yeah. So this is, they also called it a pale yellow, although it's a little darker than the Kilbrin, mm-hmm. and about the same as our third Dead Rabbit whiskey. There should be some honey, and they say a good amount of barnyard. Now,
barnyard?
Mm-hmm. I'm not getting a whole lot of barnyard here, but
I'm really not. Yeah,
not the barnyards I've been in. Maybe Irish barnyards smell better than American barnyards.
Well, that's certainly possible.
Could be.
Are you sure it says barnyard?
Yeah, I know. I read it several times, and I'm like,
maybe they pour a lot of honey on the ground in their barnyards.
And well, there's fruit, manure in this. I'm telling you. No.
They're saying we should be getting some honey and fall fruit. So.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy was joking about the hamburgers because there's a hamburger chain here locally that's called Egan's. So, but
right.
I'm quite sure it's
we're not trying to slander the distillers by any means, or the hamburger bakers.
No, of course not.
No.
You were just making humor. It was good, but nobody else was going to know that but us.
Well, I know, but Marcus is just like and kept going. I was like,
sorry.
I should be used to that by now.
So the palate, it takes a while to properly get to know this one. There are notes of green tea, honeydew, milk chocolate, and a kiss of smoke. Now I'm getting the smoke, which of course I like.
Yeah.
I like this. Now I'm not sure where they're getting barnyard. I did taste a bourbon once. Word. That especially when I first opened it and poured my first little glass of it, I got a real strong aroma of hay.
You know, they should say hay, not barnyard.
But I'm not getting that here, so I'm not quite sure what they're up to.
I'm not sure what they mean by that, but honestly, I actually am not fond of it.
Well, see, I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. There
different
you go.
Strokes for different folks.
Yeah, yeah. I like the kind of heaviness and the.
I love the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
I want to dab it behind my ears. But the flavor is not my favorite. I don't totally dislike it. Like if you gave me a glass of this, which you have, I will I will drink it. But I like the flavor of the Kilbrin better.
Okay.
It's a lot lighter. I prefer the stronger flavors, but between these two, I would pick the Kilbrin right now.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because there's something about the aftertaste.
You don't like the smoke as much as I do, though.
I don't know that that's it, though.
No?
This has, a little smoke, definitely a lot of spice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really smelling the caramel when I put it to my nose, but I don't taste it that much.
No.
When I'm drinking it. It's there, but it's very faint, actually, compared to the aroma.
Well, and the guy who reviewed this kept saying, oh, that little touch of milk chocolate in there. And I'm like, well,
I don't taste milk chocolate either.
No, I don't. But it does have a rich feel to it that I could understand. You know, there's something kind of slightly creamy about the feel of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go along with that.
I like that one.
Which is good
because I got it.
Because you're the one that bought it.
That's right. And so,
do you know what the price point is?
I think the base price was about $60. Oh. And then, of course, we had our taxes on top of it. But,
Oh, that's the Fortitude.
Yes, this has it's like an edition statement if you're a librarian. Fortitude. It's got its own name.
Right.
I think that was more like $30.
Uh-huh.
On their website, on their app, maybe with all the taxes, it was probably $60.
Yeah, well, I think it was $60, and then I don't know. Anyway, but it's from Tullamore, from the heart of Ireland, they say, and it really is. Well, it depends on what you like. I like it a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
It's 40.
Oh, well, so I think. Right.
Well.
Oh, you're right. Okay, maybe I made that up.
Well, I was thinking you're probably thinking what it cost you in the end.
That's probably true.
$60 because of all. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, basically, Irish whiskey is pretty reasonable.
It's reasonable, for the most part. Mm-hmm. Before you add all the taxes.
Yeah, and I think it's triple distilled. I think I read that. Mm-hmm. And so, if you like some sherry tasting and you like a slightly heavier, smokier whiskey.
But it's not horribly smoky.
No.
It's just a very light smoke.
Yeah, it's not like the Islay's or even like Talisker, which I think is different. You know, it's but there's just a hint of it.
It's
there.
It's a hint. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was fine with the smoke. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what it is about it that made it not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, meh.
Okay.
But the aroma's two thumbs up.
Oh my God, is it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Again, perfume. Ladies, if you have an Irish husband, this would be something to think about.
Right.
Dab it.
Little dab of that here and there. And yeah.
Hi, honey. Mm-hmm. Meet him with a dead rabbit.
No.
No, that's coming up. We haven't done a dead rabbit yet.
I know that.
Yeah.
I'm aware. I haven't had that much to drink. Okay.
You're anticipating.
Having some, what do they call it? What's that rabbit dish? It was on Gomer Pyle, and when he had it, it was
Hassenpfeffer?
Yeah, and then he would like had bad dreams or something after that.
Oh well, yeah. Bunnies.
I'll have to go
you.
Look that episode up.
I know
Hassenpfeffer mm-hmm. with Gomer Pyle.
It's amazing.
The dead rabbit.
It's amazing where your mind goes at times like this. It's
really does. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, to the dead rabbit.
John's like, how do I follow that?
I know.
Thanks for the intro. We're moving on to Dead Rabbit Irish Whiskey, you know. So it's produced by the Quality Brands Group, and it's 44% alcohol by volume. And off the bottle it says, the Dead Rabbit Irish Whiskey is a, quote, super premium, unquote, Irish whiskey that aims to capture all the edge and attitude of the legendary Irish immigrant Dead Rabbit NYC gang, and the award-winning Irish bar of the same name, located in downtown Manhattan, New York City. The bar teamed up with Daryl McNally, master distiller at the Dublin Liberties, to create it. It's a 5-year-old blend featuring Irish malt and grain whiskey, matured in bourbon casks before being finished in virgin American oak for 5 years.
I read a book. Shock.
Just one. She's only read
I know.
One book.
But it was really good.
Read a book?
I know. I know. Yeah.
Shock.
But it was set in the days, Edgar Allan Poe was one of the characters, but it was set in New York, and it had like battles between the different street gangs. Yeah. Like, I think there's a movie, The Gangs of New York.
There is.
With Daniel Day-Lewis. And this one gang, their banner, so to speak, was like a dead rabbit on a pike. You know, that was what they would lead into battle. Mm-hmm. So, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, so this
things come around, you know?
It does.
And there you are.
Yeah.
What goes around, you know? Well, go ahead, John. You're not done,
well,
I don't
that's
think.
That's true, no.
Sorry.
So, in the nose, we're supposed to detect cedar, toasted brown sugar, and apricot-filled pastries.
Specifically pastries, just apricot.
Apricot-filled pastries,
Okay, there is something buttery about it, I'll give it that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is something woody about it. You know, now I don't know that I would actually identify cedar. But it is very different than the other two.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And actually, when we first opened the bottle and poured, I sniffed each glass, and I actually didn't like it when we first poured it, but it's opened up, and now...
Yeah, but it's as sweet or caramely or fruity or sherry-like, but it may not be sherry finished.
No, it's not sherry.
Okay, all right. Well, that's
this is the bourbon. Oak, bourbon. Oh, I thought it was bourbon.
Well, American oak, I think.
Yeah.
I thought there was some bourbon in there, but I probably misheard.
Well.
I must have gotten it confused with my research.
Well,
matured
in bourbon casks. Yes, you were correct. And then it was finished in virgin American oak.
There you go. Oh. So it's a bourbony oak. No, an oaky bourbon. I don't know. One of those.
Well. bourbon's typically
how do they know too. It's like virgin American casks. I mean,
right.
God, you two are so serious. Jeez, no.
It's like, did it go to a convent school or something?
Yes. I know,
right?
It was raised by nuns.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they killed it. And it became the dead rabbit.
I know. It's like virgin wool. It's like, well, did you follow the sheep? You know, it's like, okay, sorry. Cheap shots. Jeez, Marlis, get a grip.
Right.
Okay.
I like that, though. That was pretty funny.
Right.
Good one. All right. Okay. Now, the aroma when you... So, if you should get dead rabbit and you first open it, don't sniff it. Let it sit open for a while.
And don't join a street gang.
And don't
run around with dead rabbits on a pole. This is not nice.
Yeah, well, especially if their symbol is...
Like, we won't tell our friend Evelyn...
Oh, no.
About
oh, my God,
this
no.
one.
No.
No. Because she's an animal lover in particular.
Well, as we are. I was very shocked by that scene in the book.
Or actually, Tamara's actually the real rabbit lover, I think. I mean, Evelyn likes all animals, mm-hmm. but Tamara was the one that brought home the rabbit.
Their logo. It's a rabbit hanging upside down by a cord.
Gah.
Yeah, we won't tell them about this one.
Yeah.
Oh, except Tamara might listen to this, but... Well,
she might. That's okay.
Sorry, Tamara, if you're listening.
I know. We didn't do it.
Yeah. We're just drinking it.
No rabbits were harmed
it's
in the making of this podcast.
It's not made from the blood of rabbits or anything. Yeah. No.
Or anyone else.
Or in the making of the whiskey, to be honest.
Yes, yeah.
Well,
God, that
we
would be awful.
Of.
Yeah. No, okay.
All right.
We're not getting an aroma of dead rabbit in this whiskey. I think we should make that clear.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I smelled when we first opened the bottle.
It was the ghost of the rabbit.
It was the ghost of the rabbit.
Hmm. Interesting.
It tastes totally different from the other two.
Well, I think it's because there's no sherry involved.
Mm-hmm.
We probably should have done that one first.
Well, how do we know?
I know.
We've never had any of them.
I know. Yeah, these are all new to us. So this is a... But we wanted to get this out in time before St. Patrick's Day so that if you wanted to try and locate any of these for your St. Patrick's Day celebration...
Hear that, John? You have to get it out before St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
There would be time to do so. And they're all pretty
lots
tasty.
Of time.
I know. But don't drink it before. Then you will have to get another.
Don't tell them what to do.
That's right. They can have two.
Buy two bottles. Drink one before St. Patrick's
Day. Drink one now.
I know. We're recording this, January 22nd? So there's plenty of time.
Yeah,
there's plenty of time to go
January
out and locate one. Actually, a couple of these, if not all three, at Total Wine were of limited quantity. It wasn't... Of course, I think pretty much all their imported liquor is limited.
It's getting harder to find.
Mm-hmm. There was, I think you said when you went, it was everything was Grangestone, which is kind of like a Total Wine brand.
Yeah, it's their own brand, and there's nothing wrong with it.
I like Grangestone.
Yeah, and it's very reasonably priced, and it's, it's good value for the money, but, if that's not what you're looking for,
42 varieties of Grangestone.
There are three shelves of Grangestone and, four bottles of Isla or something that, and it's like,
Yeah, if you're looking
but I don't think it's their fault. I think it's basically supply chain tariffs, all the other crap
involved. The supply chain. I mean, I can't find cat food half the time, so whatever.
I know, that's really annoying.
It is really annoying.
And the cat gets annoyed.
There was something else that we noticed that was, aluminum foil was missing from the shelves at the grocery store today, and
Ziploc bags were in short supply.
Ziploc bags.
We're in about our third pandemic scare around here, so, Mary was telling me that one of the numbers for confirmed cases this week was 900, and I'm like...
Which is worse than,
at the height of that.
Yeah,
but it's mostly Omicron, so there are fewer hospitalizations, but that's still, hospitals are just...
Our local hospital is at 130% capacity.
So again, they've what do you call it? Postponed. And projected?
No.
They've postponed, all elective surgery again.
Yeah.
And I have several friends that are waiting for heart ablations.
At hospitals. I'm supposed to have my wrist surgery. It's not elective, but it's not an emergency either.
Right, yeah.
Next week, but it's not next week, but the week after. But it's at a surgery center. It's not and it's outpatient. So they have not postponed it.
Well,
but it could happen. You never
know. No, but I mean, they wouldn't be taking in COVID patients.
No. I'm just saying it's like if you have a, if you're... never mind.
Still.
So is there anything else? What's the price point on this one?
Well, first off, on the palette.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Marlis and I grift.
We digress, you know, on occasion. So
always.
On the palette, you're supposed to detect caramel and vanilla. It says caramel and vanilla sit up front with notes of nutmeg, which I actually felt like I could taste.
Mm-hmm.
Milky coffee and macadamia developing in the background.
Hmm.
I thought I could taste the nutmeg.
I have macadamia growing in the back of my...
I don't know how people... Obviously, we are not... You know, like they have a note. You can have a job as a nose to do perfumes and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And none of us could get a job doing this.
Well, I think it's
that's
a learn
it for free.
It's a learned thing.
That's right.
I mean, because one of our children is a coffee. You know, works at a coffee roastery as a roaster, and they are learning how to taste all these different flavors in the coffees that they're roasting. So, I mean, and it's a learning process. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't know how to do that before they got this job. Mm-hmm. They're being trained to do it.
Right,
so.
Yeah, no, I like this.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's not as sweet. It's not as heavy. It's not as, well, of course, there's no sherry. Not as caramelly, you know, but it's a nice, clean, slightly spicy tasting Irish.
Yeah, it is. It's got a lot of spice, I feel.
Is it a blend? Do you know?
I actually don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Let me see what it says.
I'm sorry, it's not in the notes that I gave you.
Mm-hmm.
At like 3 o'clock, I'm like, I guess I better research these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like that.
Do you need me to...
A blend of Irish malt and grain whiskey.
Okay, yeah. So it's a blend.
Yeah.
Which is also on the notes that are on that piece of paper.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, Egan's is the only single malt that we've tasted tonight.
And I picked that Kilbrin because of the sherry cask, because I know John has been partial to sherry cask lately. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see where that one lands in our 1-2-3s. All right.
They're all tasty. That's what I can tell you.
Yeah, very much.
You know, I would drink the Kilbrin at home on a regular evening when I just need something cheerful. The Egan's when I'm in a pub and cold and sitting by the fire. And
but if you're cold at home, will you drink it at home if you're cold?
No, I think it should be special.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, actually.
And the dead rabbit.
It's something I have to be in the mood for.
I didn't
for.
Say you had to drink it every day.
No, just, no.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. We will play this back.
You said it with your eyes. I saw that.
That's not what I was saying.
We're into eye saying now. That's always dangerous.
That's right.
Especially with me.
And the dead rabbit, it's just a nice...
Have it with some Hasenpfeffer.
No, don't do that. But I would... One, it would be really good in mixes because it's not overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
But also just... Maybe in hotter weather when you want a nice, clean taste. This is very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it depends on your climate if March is going to be hot weather, but...
It will not, I'm sure, in most places.
Oh, did you give the price point?
I did not. It was $42.99.
Okay.
Before the taxes.
Yeah, before taxes.
Yeah.
Just take that as a given.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, again, Irish whiskey is pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
there's some expensive ones out there.
Well,
I was looking for one of the spots. You know, they have yellow spot and green spot. But there was no spots on that.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
They're totally out of spot.
Wow.
Yeah. Because we've done the yellow spot, so I was looking. I think green is the other one.
That's slightly cheaper, yeah.
And
I gave my friend Tom Yellow Spot for his birthday in November. They haven't tasted it yet.
Oh, Tom!
Wow.
They're gonna break. Well, they figured they would save it for a special occasion. So Carol's birthday is in February, so they're gonna break it out then.
Oh my God!
I know.
The anticipation is too much for me. If he doesn't like it, I just don't want to know because I really like that one.
Well, yeah, and Tom is Irish, so you know he's. But he drinks Powers Gold most of the time, which we did in one of our previous, which is the basic
inexpensive
good Irish whiskeys that is very popular in Ireland. It's harder to find here.
Well, what's interesting about which one was it? Was it Kilbrin? It was Kilbrin. I was looking up and it had a review from this guy. He has a blog, and he said that his wife came to America and brought back some Irish whiskeys that they can't get in Ireland, and that was one of them.
Interesting.
I was like, really? Really?
Yeah, that is odd.
We're not sure why, but yeah, I'm not...
Why would you not be able to get an Irish whiskey in Ireland?
Well, because they produce it mostly for export.
For export, sure. Yeah. I know, but it just doesn't...
I know, it does.
...sound right, mm-hmm, you know?
It's wrong, I tell you. It is just wrong. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're adding little bits of water to things.
Okay.
What?
I said, are we doing the water today?
We
have stopped doing it at times in the past.
Well, I know, but just...
Usually because Marlos forgot to... pour it.
No.
Brother.
We did it for our favorite whiskeys, because who wants to put water in them? I think that was my theory anyway. I could have made that up.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm.
All right, water then.
Okay, water. Kilbrin, which is sherry cask and...
I think it made the aroma stronger. Either that or it opened up more after we drank.
Nose has opened up more after drinking these, yeah.
Because I think I can actually smell the sherry with a little bit of water in it. When we first started, I don't think I could really
That's true.
Smell the sherry.
I think you're right. I think the aroma is stronger.
Oh, God, I'm right about something. Jeez.
Mark it on your calendar.
Okay, hold on.
Jesus H. All right.
Marked. Yeah. Mm. Because, you know, sometimes my memory's not too good, so... Yeah.
Well, that's just it. See, for me, it's my memory. I can't remember if I smelled a lot of sherry the first time around or not, but...
I didn't really...
It was kind of tighter, shall we say. Yeah.
So definitely it's
And the taste good. Is okay. I don't know that it's either improved or...
I don't think it really changed the flavor, but it definitely opened up the aroma. I think the aroma was a tiny bit flat with the first go-round without the water. So I recommend a little, like an ice cube or a little bit of water. And if you're somebody who's... where the aroma enhances your experience, that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, not a lot of water. You know, don't go overboard, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this one, if you put too much in it, it would just totally obliterate.
Yeah, because it's kind of a light.
It's very light.
Whiskey to start with, so don't overpower it. Yeah. Okay, let's try the Egan's. Oh, it smelled good to start with, and I think, if anything, it smells even better now. It's like, geez, can I just get up and roll in it? No, probably not. That would be bad. Not to mention.
As long as you're not going to drive anywhere, I mean, I guess it's all right to roll in it.
But it's bad manners, you know, I think.
Well, and it's kind of pricey to be rolling in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, gee, officer, no, I just like, you know, felt
I just
like
rolled
in
my Irish whiskey. I think on St. Patrick's Day that they would probably go, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But otherwise they'd cuff you up and send you
away. Yeah, no, it's a bad thing to entertain the cops too much, I think.
Yeah, the aroma, again, love the aroma.
And I love the whiskey. I don't know that the water did much, either pro or con.
I actually like it a little better now, but maybe I've just had enough to drink now that I don't care.
There is that, yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, but
it is not enough.
I think it tangles the flavor a little bit. You know, it's still good. I think I like it maybe a little bit more with a little water in it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it before, but I could probably drink it more often with a little water or maybe an ice cream.
So see, now I'm like, yeah, I can drink this. So yeah, so I put a little ice in it and I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, what did we do to this dead rabbit?
Okay, now this is the one that was the cleanest, sharpest. No sherry, no a lot.
Yeah, it's
spice,
elk
but not
and bourbon.
Sweet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the one that one of the reviews I read said that the bourbon, the first thing to hit you was the bourbon.
Okay.
I don't know that I actually got that when we tasted it earlier, but.
Now I just chugged a considerable swallow there, and it is still very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that clean, sharp taste. I mean, not sharp in that it, you know, was whacking you or over alcoholed or anything. but, you know, not as much fruit, not as much smoke, not as much caramel or anything. Just a lovely, again, I do this more in hot weather because I think it's just like you can see yourself sitting out in the yard with a glass of this and an ice cube and just, you know, watching the world go by.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was reading my my Ring Network announcement.
Oh, is someone at your door?
No. It says...
Probably Porch Pirates.
Be on the lookout. This is pretty funny. We should keep this in.
Okay.
Be on the lookout for a bald man running around the neighborhood. A bald man just knocked down my front fence, ran through my backyard, and knocked down part of my backyard fence.
Is this in your neighborhood?
Good grief. No, not really.
It was 4.5 miles away. So
yeah, no. Okay. Good lord.
Yeah.
And knocked down part of my back. They've called the police. My boyfriend saw him. He was running away. We know he is bald. Yes, you already said that. I love the Ring Network. Every day it tells us, someone stole a package off my porch. It's like, yeah.
So don't leave it on your porch.
So don't leave things. Oh, my favorite.
But you don't know when they're delivered. That's the thing.
Well, you know.
Well, my favorite is when they're getting DoorDash.
Yeah.
Somebody stole my food off my porch. I mean... Well, why didn't you ask them to knock on your door? Just wear a mask when you open. Yeah, I mean.
Or if you know they're getting close, just wait for them.
Yeah, it tells you. It sends you a text.
Door
and, your dasher is getting close or is about to arrive.
I know. On the other hand, I had an order into a clothing company and I was like, I wonder when it's going to come. It seems to be a long time. And my doorbell rang about 20 to the hour when you guys were supposed to show up. I'm like, boy, are they early? That's unusual.
And so inconsiderate.
Yeah.
I know. So I went down and it was actually one of my neighbors from across the cul-de-sac who had gotten a package for me delivered to her door.
Oh.
And she's like, is this you? And I'm like, well, yes,
is
it is.
Is this you?
Yeah.
You know your neighbors well.
I know. I know.
Kind of like we do.
Yes. I know. I know. Well, I used to be the, you know, treasurer secretary for the... HOA, and now I'm not. So it's like, who are these people? I don't know. Except that they see me every year when my cat goes missing, and I go around holding, you know, passing out flyers, and they say, isn't this the cat that was missing last year? And it was like, well, yes, it's the same cat. Well,
it's kind of an annual.
He's missing again. I know.
At least annual.
I know.
Sometimes, several times.
Sometimes
quarterly.
No, once a year usually. But still.
Let's put this in librarian terms.
I know, but they recognize
biennial.
Him. I know.
We didn't do.
They were so sweet, though. When I did find him in my neighbor's garage, I had at least three neighbors call me in the next week saying, we saw your cat. We saw your cat. And I'm like, it's okay. He's home now.
Now you need to put out flyers that say, I found him.
I know. I need to put up a notice at the mailbox or something. You know, never
found.
Yeah.
Damn cat. I know. I love him, but he's kind of an asshole. You know?
Oh, now we're going to have to put an explicit rating.
I'm sorry. Well, I already said Jesus H. So, you know,
I just don't think Jesus H qualifies as an explicit.
You don't? Thou shalt not take the name of thy God in vain.
It's still not explicit.
Okay.
Asshole, yes.
All right.
Shit.
All right.
And the F word, yes, which I'm not willing to say, even though I say it regularly. I probably have said it today already.
He was.
John has a lot of editing to do, maybe.
I know, poor John.
He might listen to this and go, we'll okay, delete, delete.
So
delete.
This might not get up right away is what we're saying. It might take a while.
Well, you know, it is easier just to check the box that says explicit.
Yeah, it is easier.
I would go with that, frankly. You know, it's like,
but
drink
anyway,
the Irish whiskey
Yeah.
And listen to explicit podcasts.
All these are really great, but, you know, I think I personally want to say that, you know, and I've already mentioned one of them, what my favorite Irish whiskeys have been.
Mm-hmm.
And one would be the Yellow Spot, which is quite, it's over $100. So, you know.
It's elegant, but crisp, I would say. Yeah.
And also Redbreast. I am quite fond of redbreast. I think the first time I tried it was at Lake Chelan when I was there for a conference at that little restaurant at Campbell's. And I tried it there, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to buy some of that.
This is yummy.
So those are my two favorites. Mm-hmm. John, I know you have a favorite.
Yeah, except I'm like drawing a blank and Judy's whispering. Bushmills. Yeah.
I'm not telling him what his favorite is. I'm just telling him the name.
No, I know. Yeah, it's totally, you know, but hey, you know, I'm mm-hmm. old and it happens, you know. I don't remember everything, especially
getting old sucks. Yeah,
but I actually like Yellow Spot better than Bushmills. But mm-hmm. as far as regular,
it's $100 a bottle. Yeah, we're not going to get it as our regular.
No, mm-hmm. I'm not mm-hmm. even. Yeah, I wouldn't even go there. But yeah, just as a daily, you know, whiskey. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is Bushmills, and. You know, I also read that Spider Robinson used to drink Bushmills all the time. That used to be his favorite.
Who is Spider Robinson?
He is a science fiction author.
Who was the one that was the dead something? What? No, not dead. Writer's Tears.
Well, that's what I was going to go on and say was his favorite whiskey not too many years ago changed mm-hmm. to Writer's Tears. And I tried that recently, too.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I thought it was, might be a little more complex than Bushmills, but I still like Bushmills better. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually didn't think Writer's Tears was all that. It was not that and a bag of chips at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, Bushmills I thought was way better than
Bushmills is simple and a little sweet, but it's tasty. I like it. Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
Well, and I like, Yellow Spot was mm-hmm. lovely. I remember that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the taste so much as
it's just you liked
my
it.
Experience. Like, ooh, this is really good. Mm-hmm. I like the Egan's. That mm-hmm. I mean, that's my jam, so to speak. But frankly, all of these that we've had today are perfectly lovely. And I just hope that you all find something that you like for St. Patrick's Day and drink it in good health.
And I think the longer some of these are open... Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you hear about, open it up and let it breathe. And you're like, whatever, and you just.
Well, and you think that about wine so much, but not so much about whiskey.
Yeah, you don't hear that about whiskey mm-hmm. as much. I mean, unless you're somebody who's does a lot of whiskey tasting and there's mm-hmm. a lot of whiskey mm-hmm. connoisseurs. But I think the Kilbrin I just took another sip mm-hmm. and I think it's opened up even more. It tastes even better. Oh, Marlis, you don't have anything left in that glass.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So, take that note when you mm-hmm. get a whiskey, no matter what kind, take the stopper out and mm-hmm. let it sit there for a little bit, mm-hmm. 10, 20 minutes. Yeah, I did watch a video where the guy was doing the regular just Kilbrin. It wasn't mm-hmm. the sherry cask. And he's like, I did let it breathe for a little bit, but maybe 10 minutes, you know. Mm-hmm. But your daddy had one of those little airplane bottles. Open up your little airplane bottle and set it down.
I love it. No, not the
breathe. No, you might have had to give it like mouth to mouth to get it to breathe in that little bottle, but...
Okay, before we start blowing into the bottles, I think we should
close
wind
it out.
Us up and say, Sláinte.
Sláinte. All right.
Or, in my tradition, skål.
Or, drink up. And have a great St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. Hope you can try at least one of these mm-hmm. To celebrate.
Excellent.